fly zone and protect civilians.
Abdul-Illah al-Khatib stressed three main points to the UN Security Council in his briefing on Monday. The UN Special Envoy on Libya said that both sides must agree now to a political solution, the international community must remain united, and the suffering in Libya must be alleviated because the humanitarian situation remains dire. He added that he's told by the struggling Gaddafi regime that UN sanctions have backfired, hurting civilians.
Enough Libyans have lost their lives. It should be clear that any lasting end to the conflict will require a political solution, and this solution must fulfill the Libyan people's legitimate aspirations for a peaceful and democratic future.
The two-hour briefing took place behind closed doors, but afterward, al-Khatib met with the press. He took the opportunity to clear up what had been a pesky conflict of interest question regarding whether he is still a senator in his native Jordan as he serves as special envoy. Al-Khatib says he does remain a proud Jordanian senator, and his work as special envoy is on a volunteer basis. One key point the special envoy covered is the need for a group, a mechanism, he called it, that would manage a transitional period inclusive to Libya's many tribes and factions.
Any arrangement to end the conflict should include arrangement for a ceasefire and arrangement for an acceptable transitional arrangement by the Libyan people. This is why the two issues are linked, and this is a process that may proceed on two legs, one political and one ceasefire.
When asked who would direct such a mechanism, al-Khatib named the Libyan people, but said the UN would be ready to assist. UN human rights boss Valerie Amos was in New York on Monday but did not discuss Libya. A week ago in Geneva, however, humanitarian officials said Libyan civilians are more desperate now than at any point in the past 5 months. French UN ambassador Gerard Araud didn't respond to questions about his country's confirmed delivery of weapons to Libyan revolutionaries. Al-Khatib couldn't say whether the Gaddafi regime would be represented at an upcoming conference on the conflict in Istanbul, but he added that the regime had not attended similar conferences in the recent past. Hank Flynn, Press TV, New York.